The smoke has cleared. The fire has been put out. The rebellion is upon us. Hello, all you BC WrestlePod nerds. And we, the Takedown Troop Review Team. Mine is Will, unfortunately. We are here to do our predictions video for TNA Rebellion. Man, it just felt like yesterday we got through Sacrifice. And, like, it's been a wild ride. But we are finally here at TNA Rebellion, the next Big Four pay-per-view for TNA. Myself, Mikey, and Andrew are going to be running through the match card, and we're going to be giving our predictions. The way that we're going to go about doing this, like our other predictions video, is we're going to give the match. I'm going to give a brief synopsis of the story that led us into this match. And then we're going to give our predictions and just talk about, you know, whatever comes to our mind when it comes to these things. I'm just going to let you all know right now that we are starting a new thing here at BC WrestlePod. Each of the different federations and of the shows that we review, we do have our own predictions league. So Andrew, myself, and Will are part of the TNA Predictions League, where there's going to be some sort of prize at the end of the year for whoever has the best record. And for each pay-per-view, whoever has the lowest, you know, final score of the pay-per-view will have to do some sort of punishment on air. We still have to figure out what that is going to be, but we can that's future us's problems, because current us, we got a lot of matches to get through for Rebellion, because this is actually a really solid card. There's like, what, 10 matches, I think, last time I counted, like 9 or 10? There's a lot of matches. There's 10 matches, 3 on the pre-show, 7 on the main card. So let's just get this gravy train rolling. We're going to start with the Countdown to Rebellion show. So there are going to be 3 matches on this one. The first one we're going to talk about is a 6-man tag team match that has ABC and Leon Slater taking on the Rascals and Myron Reed, which is weird that Myron is not being considered Rascals, since, you know, the previous iteration of the Rascals were those three plus a formerly Wesley as well in NXT right now. So,
yeah, it's interesting because on the graphic that they have, it says the Rascals and Myron Reed. But in more recent things that I've seen, it actually just lists the Rascals. And when he showed up, I watched Explosion a little early from today. He was announced as representing the Rascals. So I don't know. Maybe it's they just needed their digital media crew wasn't ready yet. They took a little while to update their graphics.
I was like, come on, you guys. You had one job. So as far as the story of how we got here, yeah, that covers
it. I was going to say, do you know something I don't know? Because I feel like this was
there is no story. This is just a match to get to get ABC and Rascals. And then also you have Myron Reed coming back to be part of the Rascals, but you also get to showcase your newest signee who is starting to make headway in TNA now that he's going to slowly making his way onto the TV tapings in Leon Slater.
And they need
I like this
take
kid already. He's gonna. So, me and Andrew disagree on this one because, you know what? I have selected ABC and Leon Slater to win. My mindset is less so ABC has been on a losing streak, so they kind of should get a win. But also, I get the feeling that depending on how high Leon Slater is with the people in the back, I don't foresee your newest the rising star getting pinned yet, but who knows? I have seen other things go horribly wrong. I think this is going to be a fun match, but I am going with my boys of ABC and Slater to pick up the victory here.
Yeah, I just went with the Rascals to win this. I feel like we're seeing a bigger story told with ABC on a losing streak, and I think the team of AB Slater is probably going to take the loss here, and I feel like Slater's probably gonna take that pin. Yeah, that's the most I can give to it, because there's not really much more to this match.
That's very, very fair. So we move on from the 6-man tag to the second match that is going to be on the Countdown to Rebellion show, and this is for the TNA Knockouts World Championship. So we have our champions Spitfire taking on the team of Decay. The story of how we got to this is that Decay were the current champs, and then they lost the titles. These titles have been hot potatoed between the three teams we had in the knockouts division of MK Ultra, Decay, and Spitfire. MK Ultra lost the titles to MK Ultra, but the reason this match came about is because Decay had reenacted their rematch clause since, you know, they were champions prior to what transpired, you know, with them getting the mech at Hard to Kill and then losing them to MK Ultra, and they never really invoked the rematch clause, but now they're getting their rematch against Spitfire. And I'm excited, but I have our champions retaining the titles here. I can't bet against Spitfire quite yet. I will be shocked if Decay wins.
Yeah, I feel like Spitfire won their titles in a very short, sudden match. They're popping pretty well, and they've only had the titles for a short period of time. I think it'll be much better if they win, and then maybe we have a feud with Decay coming after them and trying to get another shot at this title. But I gotta believe that they're not gonna take the titles off of them this quick.
I hope not. I would like to see Spitfire run with these titles for a little bit longer, even though we only have two knockouts tag teams right now. But, you know, if that means that you bring other teams from, say, Stardom and AAA and other federations, I am all here for inter-promotion warfare. It would be fantastic. The final match for the Countdown to Rebellion show, which literally just got added today at the time of this recording, we have a TNA Digital Media Championship match, which is a rematch of sorts that we saw less than 2 weeks ago. This is the champion of Crazy Steve defending the Digital Media Championships against the challenger Laredo Kid. Me and Andrew had a small conversation prior to recording and also in our text messages from this morning. We both wish there was some sort of stipulation to this since we're getting a rematch, because the last time these two faced each other less than 2 weeks ago ended in a DQ because Laredo Kid pushed the ref. And the story of how we got here is it seems that we're getting a rematch. Look, I like both of these individuals. I do hope that the flow of this match goes better than the one that we saw them 2 weeks ago. I wish there was a stipulation, but I am picking Crazy Steve to retain here. I don't think he's losing this title anytime soon.
Agreed. I picked Crazy Steve. I think Laredo Kid is not the person to dethrone him, especially at this point.
Yeah, I'm still thinking that PCO should do that, because technically we still have unfinished business, because Khan cost PCO that championship when him and Crazy Steve were fighting each other. So hopefully that will lead back around for those two to get a rematch. But I agree with you. I don't think Laredo Kid is going to be the one to take it off Crazy Steve. And it makes me sad, because that interview that Laredo Kid did made me fall in love with him even more. And now I'm mad that he's not going to be this champion. Oh, my goodness. But that is going to cover the Countdown show. So now we're going to move on to the main card. The way that we do our main card predictions here is we start with the non-title matches first. Then we work our way up to the mid cards, to the tag teams, and then to our top titles of the evening, because usually one of those two main titles ends up main eventing the show anyways, unless we are told otherwise. So here we go. We're going to start with our singles match, which is going to be Joe Hendry taking on Rich Swann of First Class. The story being told here is that Rich Swann turned on Joe Hendry and has joined AJ Francis, officially forming the tag team known as First Class. Joe Hendry has been making fun of AJ Francis since Hard to Kill, and now his new moniker right now is the Fat Uncle Phil. But now he wants to get back at Rich Swann for turning on him, so this is essentially, in a weird Joe Hendry type of way, this is a grudge match, because Joe wants to get even with Rich turning on him and joining AJ. I love Rich. I really, really do. But I cannot bet against my man, Joe Hendry. So I'm picking Joe to win this bout. because I think it ultimately leads to a rematch between Joe and AJ Francis, either at Under Siege or at Against All Odds.
Yeah, Rich Swann is the henchman, the low boss that Joe Hendry needs to get through in order to get to face off against AJ Francis. I think Joe Hendry's winning this one.
I 100% agree. And even though Will hasn't gave me his predictions yet, me and Andrew both know where Will stands when it comes to Joe Hendry. So, duh, he's going to be picking Joe. Love you, Will. So then, okay, strap in, kids, because after this past week of TNA, this Full Metal Mayhem match has me peaked excited, especially after the promo we got from Mr. Eric Young on the Go Home show. But in a Full Metal Mayhem match, which is, you know, TNA's version of a tables, ladders, and chairs, but we can't call it a TLC match because another company owns the property rights to that. Darn you! But anyways, in this Full Metal Mayhem match, this is going to be another grudge match where we have Eric Young taking on Frankie Kazarian. This has been a long-standing story that has started when Frankie turned on Eric Young at the tapings post-Hard to Kill. And this has been a grudge match since. We've been following these two pretty much the majority of 2024, with them having a number one contenders match to see who would fight Moose for the title at Sacrifice, which Eric Young won. But unfortunately, due to Frankie Kazarian choking him out with a camera cord at the Sacrifice pay-per-view, Eric Young failed to capture the title. And now we have built this up to what I think is going to be the crescendo and the finale of this chapter of this rivalry, because they're going to try to kill each other in a Full Metal Mayhem match. I'm going to be honest with you, Andrew. I had Frankie at first, but then after the promo that we saw on TNA, I had to go with Eric Young, especially since it seems that he has reverted back to his violence by design Eric Young version of himself, who is going to methodically hurt and main Frankie Kazarian during this match. So I got to go with Eric on this one. I really, really been loving Eric now that he, besides Josh, he is like the voice and the face for TNA with all the pre-show promos that the internet is nice enough to tape so we can watch, even though they don't get to be on the pay-per-view. But I got to go with Eric, especially if we're getting the violent by design Eric Young.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stick with what I picked initially before I saw this week's TNA, which was Frankie Kazarian, because I assumed since Frankie lost their last showdown and they're trying to build him up to this king of TNA kind of role, I picked Frankie to come out of this. But I agree, that promo that we got from Eric Young and this idea of him going back to that old version of himself definitely had me second guessing myself. So wouldn't be surprised, but I'll stick with my guns. And then that way, no matter what happens, we won't come out of our predictions tied.
But yeah, I think both me and you, Andrew, can agree that we were excited for Full Metal Mayhem. Mm-hmm. And then just in one singular promo, I'm going to be honest, I feel that this shot up for both of us and the anticipated matches that we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
These are wrestling legends and veterans of the sport, and I'm excited to see them do carnage in Full Metal Mayhem. It's going to be fantastic. The next match we're going to talk about is the last non-title match, and this is a big one. This is our Big Hoss match for the pay-per-view. This is Josh Alexander versus Hammerstone 3, and this time it is a last man standing match. So anything goes, no DQ. My gosh, Full Metal Mayhem is going to go nuts. I'm expecting these two to go nuts in trying to figure out ways to kill each other. The story that is leading into this match itself, again, has been a long-term story that has been told since Hard to Kill. Hammerstone was a free agent at that time, and he challenged Josh to a match, and they tore the roof off at Hard to Kill. Then we get a rematch down the line in which Hammerstone goes to Dick Kick City to get the victory over Josh. And he steals Josh's headgear, and that has been his trophy. So he is the TNA version of Kraven the Hunter, if you will. And so this has been a very weird back and forth between the two, with them fighting And it culminated in Hammerstone putting Tommy Dreamer in a god-awful torture rack. And Josh challenges Hammerstone to a last man standing match. Look, I am super looking forward to this match. I like both men in here. Josh is our, outside of Eric Young being the voice for TNA, Josh is your poster boy for TNA. Like, he is the ride or die, just like Jordan Grace is. Hammerstone has been a breath of fresh air for me because he adds power and he is another big hoss that we add to the roster, which is really good. We're both tied 1-1 between the two of them, but I'm picking Josh to walk out of this trilogy as the ultimate winner with the 2-1 victory over Hammerstone. And I think this is where Josh gets his headgear back at the end of the match. I am super excited. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going with Josh too. I feel like it just makes sense. Face heel, Josh being, you know, kind of that main male wrestler for the company. So, yeah, I think Josh is coming out of this with the victory. But yeah, this match is going to be insane.
I cannot wait. This is going to be good. I'm super excited. We now leave all the non-title matches behind, and now the remainder of these predictions are all going to be the title matches, which me and Andrew kind of came to the conclusion this morning in our text thread that all the championships in some shape or form, whether it's on the pre-show or on the main card, are all up to being defended on this pay-per-view. It's very rare in the modern wrestling where all your titles are being up for to be defended. So we're going to start with the TNA World Tag Team Championship match. So this is going to be the System walking into Rebellion as the tag team champs, taking on the team of Speedball Mountain. This has also been kind of a long-term storytelling where after Speedball Mountain and Nick Nemeth defeated Steve Macklin and the Rascals on a taping of TNA Wrestling, the System with, you know, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards, along with Moose, jump those three individuals, which sets up the two matches that we're getting for this. And over the course of the week, Speedball Mountain has fought various iterations of the System, with Trent Seven taking on Moose not too long ago either. Now, they have been on the losing end for majority of this, but they still have their tag team title shot. I love Speedball Mountain. I really, really do. But after what we saw on the go-home show and everything that we're trying to do with the System, I picked the System to retain the tag team championships here. Though I think it's still going to be one hell of a match. You got Mike Bailey and Trent Seven going up against Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers. This match is going to slap.
Yeah, I agree. System is going to come out of this, I think, with the title. We're still going to go for a while with the System being the champions.
And I'm okay with that. I would love to see Speedball Mountain win the tag titles here, but I think we still have a lot of story left with System. So I'm excited for this match. I think it's going to be a good one. We go from a tag team match to our X Division Championship match. And this one hurts me to say, but before I get into why this hurts, we have Mustafa Ali defending his title against Jake Something. And the way that we got to this story is that we held a kind of an we had the X Division referendum match is what they called it. So basically this was a battle royale, a six pack match in which we had a Jake Something win this match against six other individual, and he became the new number one contender. And over the last couple of weeks, Mustafa Ali has been trying to politic his way to get Jake Something out of this match and get him out of his championship, because Jake is just too big for the X Division, according to Ali. But Jake is the everyday man, and he has been telling Ali that the X Division is about no limits, not putting limits on people. And Ali has hired GYV as his hired hand. So Diener has been back with Jake, and they've been feuding with Ali and GYV for the last couple of weeks. This one hurts me because I really love Ali. I really, really do. And to see him finally get his dues after everything he's done for the business and not being treated right in the previous company he worked for has been very awesome to see. And I love this character and I've loved the run that he's been on. Also, spoiler alert, if you go check out Windy City Riot for New Japan Strong, his match against Hiromu Takahashi was phenomenal. And him shaking the muscle cat at the end that Hiromu had at the end was a good meme. It made me laugh. I love Ali. With all that being said, though, I think this is Jake's time. I think Jake is winning this title at Rebellion. Because there are rumors that Ali's contract is up, but you know what? If he ends up retaining, I wouldn't be surprised if he decided to stick around for a little bit longer, which I'm cool with. But I'm still sticking with my guns. I'm going with Jake something on this one as your new X Division champion. And I think it's time that we finally give Jake a title in TNA.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jake Something's winning this. I think Ali has kind of reached the time that he wanted to commit to TNA. I think he's kind of in that Matt Cardona phase where he's really enjoying being able to wrestle everywhere and anywhere he wants to. So I think this is probably going to be the wrap up of where we get to see Ali. And Jake has been a staple of TNA and the end of Impact for a little while now. And so putting that X Division title on him is great. It's great for the division, and it really gives us some potentially really great matches, too.
I agree. And selfishly, I want my little anime nerd to win the title. I was like, shout out to Jake and that giant Dragon Ball Z tattoo he has to cover up for copyright reasons. So now we're down to the last two matches in what I would dub as the semi-main event, and one that I am looking forward to so flipping much because I'm trying not to curse. But for the Knockouts World Championship, Jordynne Grace will be defending her title against the Python powerhouse herself, Steph DeLander. Woo! Okay, so before I gush over both of these women, Steph DeLander replaced Ash by Elegance in an 8-4-1 match not too long ago because Ash had some cosmetic work done. And so Steph stepped in. She ended up on the winning team, which turned into a fatal four-way, and ultimately Steph won the match. We get to my favorite contract signing that has happened within recent memory of any promotion that we currently review here at BC WrestlePod, where Jordynne and Steph go back and forth on the mic, and Jordynne Grace had the best digs at Matt Cardona ever. It was fantastic. It continues to live rent-free in my head. But watching Steph DeLander brutally powerbomb Jordynne through that table was fantastic to watch. Unfortunately, Matt Cardona did get injured this week, so he will not be at Rebellion. So it's going to be more of a one-on-one situation, but Jordynne Grace did hint that she's either going to pull some tricks out or we might see somebody there in Jordan's corner. But Andrew, both of these women, these powerhouses, this is another big hoss match for me. And yeah. I picked Jordynne to retain here, but I'm going to be completely honest with you. If Steph won here, I would not be mad for a Steph DeLander title run, but I think Jordynne has much more to give as a champion. She retains here, but I think this is going to be a slobber knocker, as the kids say.
Yeah, this match is going to be crazy. I'm super excited for it. I think trying to find someone to step in to face Jordynne, they did a great job on it. I think Jordan's going to retain. I think Steph, like Matt, and like I think Ali, she's here for fun. I don't think she's going to be sticking around long term. She may pop back in and out, but I think she's here for a really great match, and to give Jordynne another great name in her reign. But I think Jordan's coming out of this the victor and looking like one of the top TNA women's champions.
Yes, I'm excited to see Mommy and Mommy fight. Alrighty. Now we get into our final match of the evening, which is probably going to be our main event for the TNA World Championship. Moose going into Rebellion as the champion, defending his title against Nick Nemeth. Similar to Speedball Mountain, this match stems from the fact that the system attacked Nick Nemeth and Speedball Mountain after they defeated Steve Macklin and the Rascals at a taping for TNA. And I'm going to be honest. We've had a little bit of a hit and miss with how we built this, because with Nick also being your IWGP global champion, he went to New Japan for a little bit to defend that title. Still your champion after that, which is super fantastic. And I picked Moose to retain, but I'm going to be honest, Andrew, after the promo that Nick Nemeth gave at the Go Home show for TNA, I'm mad at myself because I want to pick Nick. I'm still picking Moose, but I hope this is a 30-minute match, and I'm hoping that Nick and Moose tell a story in the ring where they make me believe that Nick has the chance of winning this thing. And I'm going to be honest, I am still uncertain, and this is my one match of the whole entire card that I'm still 50-50 about.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think story-wise, we're going to see Moose win. He also has the system working for him. And I think initially I thought Moose was going to win because we're going to keep the titles on the system. Then seeing that promo, I was like, all right, Nick might win this, because they've been waiting for Nick to come in and be the big face for that division and for the company. You know, he's a huge name. But then the more I thought about it, the more I think this will be their first match. Nick will lose probably through some shenanigans or something, which will set up them feuding for the next few weeks or months to set them up for a rematch at Under Siege or Against All Odds. And I think that'll be a huge win for him there, and he'll finally pick up that title and have a nice little run with it.
Absolutely. And honestly, I like the idea. If Nick is to lose here at Rebellion, I would love for him to win the title at Against All Odds, because trivia fact, it wouldn't be the first time we are shocked with the title swap, because last year at Against All Odds, that is where Alex Shelley beat Steve Macklin to become the new TNA World Champion. And Shelley, through our minor nitpicks of the remainder of 2023, had a really fun title run against some really fun folks. That match with Josh Alexander is still like one that I recommend to people to watch, because that is how you methodically try to murder each other on television. It's fantastic. Alrighty, Andrew, that brings us to the end of our predictions video. You know, after talking all these predictions with you, there might be more surprises in store for us, because just like Hard to Kill was with some stuff, who knows what else and who knows what's going to happen and who else is going to be appearing at Rebellion. You know, to take a brief moment before we sign off, Andrew, having this talk with you one-on-one, we talked about this when the news dropped earlier in the year. I wasn't sure how I felt in a post-Scott D'Amore TNA without his vision, but it seems that Eric Young and the locker room have continued to carry on that spirit that Scott D'Amore wanted for the company. And on top of that, Tommy Dreamer and Gail Kim has been killing it by making sure that they continue to provide the best quality content for us as TNA fans. And I gotta say, I'm really excited. I'm super excited for Rebellion. I'm excited to watch it with you guys, and I'm excited to review it. I can't stop smiling, and I can't express in enough words how much that means to me to be able to consistently have a smile on my face after watching TNA or talking about it.
Yeah, I think we were all a little worried when Scott was released. And it's still a bummer, and I still hope good things for him. But I think the fears that we had so far are being disproven, and I hope we can keep going in the same direction, because it seems like they're heading in the right one.
Absolutely. Well, me and Andrew are officially done with making our predictions, so we are going to go rest up, because we have a long night ahead of us in terms of watching it. So Andrew, myself, and will be watching Rebellion together as a crew, so make sure that you watch Rebellion as well. And then come back this Sunday, April 21st at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as the three of us will be reviewing Rebellion the next day. I'm super excited to get together with my TNA boys to watch another pay-per-view together. But until that review, from myself, Andrew, and Will, as well as the rest of BC WrestlePod boys, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, always stay Biconic. More importantly than anything else, you always deserve to finish your story. We will catch you for the Rebellion review. But until then, ta-ta for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another Vibe Tribe production. What's going to happen next time? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. But until then, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, and as always, make sure that you keep the good times rolling. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.